Welcome to the Destruction Podcast, episode 59. We're playing Europe from 1999. The old one. Germany's ready to go. They're coming into the Ukraine to fuck with my shit. Muggsy's a bad guy, German cocks. Ray's the Americans and the Brits. And myself, Dave, is the Russians. It's coming into the oil-bearing territories down south. And probably back into Ukraine.
You got a lot of guys there.
I do have a lot of guys there.
You got 12 twos.
And I got some backup.
Doesn't even look like
for after twos. You come in.
Yeah, but they'll be sitting pretty here.
Well, I'm going to kick your ass and take your name.
Round two.
Flight.
I'm struggling to fucking deal with what I got shifting guys around.
Don't attack Russia, whatever you do.
I'm not going to.
Okay, good.
Actually, right. I swear to God, I'm
you're
not going,
going for
to.
The guy. You're going for
to.
Ukraine.
Not yet. Wait till fucking the next turn
really?
Comes up.
Wouldn't you?
Because it's not.
Oh, he doesn't have enough parts. He wants to get all of his tanks into Ukraine.
All of my tanks from Hungary can go wherever the fuck they want.
Yeah, but you want to get all your tanks attacking one place.
Yes, and it will be Hungary or the north, depending on what you do.
Oh.
Yes, but.
You also.
There's no but. This is my plan. Shut up.
Can Russia go down into the oil fields?
Yeah, it started out with the guy in Iran.
So, are you moving guys down there? You can't afford it now.
Can't afford it now.
I don't know.
Not after this move.
Okay.
Wait for
my next question.
See how you hit down there.
My next question is: can I put?
Okay.
There's no new
fighters. Go 1, 2, 3, 4. Land back.
The fight down there in the first. What is that? Is that Egypt?
That's the oil fields.
That's Egypt. First fight in Egypt there is going to take a good chunk of his guys away, because you're going to have...
I know
he's
that.
He's probably going to win, but you're going to...
Drop tanks in Africa, yes.
Right. He's going to have a small force there.
How can you put tanks in Africa?
No, no, no.
Transport.
No, he's saying something different. His force down there isn't going to be big enough for me to have to send a lot of guys down to take care of. Whatever's left, I can.
Oh, there'll be just a couple of dudes.
I can come down and clean it up.
It'll be a good whittle, unless I roll really shitty. That's why I went full out in one territory and blocked the other territory.
Okay, you ready, Cox?
So yeah, but I hate the navy. I'm gonna lose my navy.
I'm gonna go
grab
some money.
I got
no
way
I can put a navy down there.
There's three of them.
Take a long time to send shit down there.
Two twos. Got your ones.
Take 4 hours to get shit down there.
Well, at your pace, yeah.
Not at my pace. My pace is good today. I've got two simple little... Well, this is a very easy little country.
Oh, yeah.
These guys, you don't have to deal with the Pacific. It's just a matter of transports.
America should be taken care of.
Two twos?
Yes, they will.
Two
they
twos.
Have to clear the land first. They have to...
You don't buy any transports.
They have to clear all the... No, I got other missions. I told
two
you, three steps.
All right.
We have three steps. Number one, get rid of their subs.
Okay.
Subs are gone. Number two,
yes.
Convoys. Number three...
Me.
Set up for Africa.
What is that, two?
One. Nothing's worth anything in this game.
I know, and you're fighting the crazy.
What's your capital worth?
I don't know, I didn't see
80.
It anywhere.
Everything else is one.
Six.
Six.
Ooh. Germany and England are worth the most.
You fucking messed
well,
up.
Well, USA, but...
Fuck, 30.
Who's gonna go for that?
Well, by the time you were there, the game's over. By the time Germany... If Germany's attacking these guys, we should have quit hours ago.
What are you talking about,
man? If Germany is in position to take this over, then we should have quit hours ago.
You have to get through UK, unless you went like... Just take forever.
Throw a little dog at him.
What do flying monkeys cost?
You ever see that part?
17 IPCs.
They got to attack at one, defend at one, and they move two. They'll never make it over.
I got two fours. You know, on your one.
Oh, they can cling on any ships.
Two fours. Hit.
Fuck, now he rolls ones.
Cock.
He's rolled 5 dice. The four of them have been ones. Where?
There.
Oh,
on the
that's
waters.
You're done fighting
them.
Russia?
Yeah, I'm done.
Yeah, I'm going to go grab more beer.
That was it down there?
You're going to hate my
for the Navy?
Oh, I'm so excited for my non-combat move. I'm so glad I decided not to fight.
You're going to love my nod. That was an incredible throw. By the way, is that
the
Navy down there, a 1 and a 3?
Yeah.
Junk and? I'm
good. I took a hit on the way.
Okay. Want to hand me my shibby? Oh, how many did you get me? Oh, you got me.
Deuce eggs.
Yeah, deuce eggs. Thank you, I think.
All right.
I've got 6 2 4 6 2s and a 3.
Good luck.
Twos if I needed them.
Oh, look at the spinning dice, and it settles on a 1. What a beauty roll that was.
And a 3. Oh, 3's not cashing tonight.
What have I got? 1 2 3 4 twos.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, I did.
4 twos.
No, you got 5
and
twos.
A 3.
You got 5 twos. The twos.
1,
same
2,
as the old.
3.
Same as the old game. So oh, 5
yeah,
bucks,
yeah,
5,
yeah,
3,
yeah, yeah.
2 and 3.
Bird, I knew that.
2, 3 and 2, sorry.
None.
As Dave was saying earlier, bunch of gibberish.
That's not good.
I got 6 twos. I got 3 of you. Twos did not hit at all this time.
See, this is where the dignity of man is.
I already know.
I got you once this time. That's all I needed. No, you had 5 guys. I only hit you 3. But what are you doing? You took a tank off? You got another guy. Regardless. There you go. I got you once. You had 5. I had 2.
Yeah, I called dignity of man because I miscounted your hits.
This is for the oil.
And this is a dignity of man situation because you got her.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what I've got there.
I got you.
So, keep the humans. Look at that!
And they still miss.
Junk! I mean, you get just 1, right?
Yep. Still got 6.
To the power of 2.
You have not hit at all yet.
You have yeah, hit you this don't last have one.
You have to hit this last one.
I know. Will I? Of course. Why not roll a 6?
Do I run down that?
Oh, Dave. Dave, don't ever leave me again.
I believe I run down that. And
you would not believe what I just did.
It doesn't look like you hit him at all there, right?
He didn't.
That was my final roll. One guy left.
You didn't kill one German
never
woman.
Never hit one.
In Egypt.
Whale oil beef hooked.
All right. That's an interesting strategy. We'll see how it works out for you.
Yeah.
Exactly how many tanks do we need in Africa? Warm on the left, cold on the right.
None of them are warm.
Okay. What I said was cold on the right.
This is just
warm
easy access window beers. Is he done?
Yeah, isn't it beauty? And you fucking put them all. I like your idea.
Oh,
just
put
place
the box. Yeah.
Dave, I never.
Wow, that was quick.
Once.
10 minutes.
Every fucking one missed.
Wow.
I've never rolled that shitty. Well, it's better. The table's got to turn now because that was the worst roll.
Well, he rolled ones like crazy that round.
He hit me 3 times the first time. I had 5 guys there. It didn't matter what I left. They were all 2s. I rolled 5 2s.
Yeah.
Nothing. He goes, uh-oh. I says, fuck, I got to hit. The last 2, he hits me.
Wow, I so sucked out loud.
Sorry, I will never leave the room again.
Yeah, don't leave when I'm defending myself, I guess. That's the situation. You have to do everything outside of me rolling in the defensive mode.
Should have used that shit knife.
Wonder what that would have gave me. There you go.
Look at that. It would have been a hit. A 1. I rolled 4s and 5s and 6s.
What were you saying earlier about that?
Yeah,
I never do anything, blah, blah, blah.
These are nice. These are the ones you gave me, the black and red.
Oh, those are from, they look nice.
You gave me those fucking years ago, and I was thinking, you know what? I should do exactly that, like this, on those. Because then, see, I keep 10 dice. All my red is 6. I don't have to think. I have 6. Why not go with 5 and 5? Because 6 and 4 is exactly the same thing to me. So I go with 6.
Okay.
I seem to have 6 things. If you look around, sometimes a 6... You've got 6 of this, 6 of that, or 3, so
you're
it's only
attacking
half of these.
Packs of 6. Or
yeah,
4.
Usually. When, so that's what I did. I went with 6 and 4, and these are usually my fucking hack guys.
And you know what? You want 5 and 5? That's what you do. You take half of your reds and half of your whites. And you got 5. Look at that. 2's like crazy.
Can't take. Look at that. Look. See? Fucking 1 trade dice.
6 and 4, that's a good split.
Wait, Wendy, we were in here burning the other night. Wendy seen Isaac's dice. Isaac's
yeah, like
dice.
6 and 4, that's better.
It's easy to go by evens, if that's what you're saying, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, 6 and 4 is the 10, so I grab all of them. If I don't, I can grab 3, because I, you know what I mean? It's just, yeah. I don't know, it's in your head. It's.
Yeah. By 10, any way you do it, by 10 is easy. It doesn't matter which
one. Yeah, button. Perfect.
But 12 dice is pretty easy.
12 is good, too. Yeah. 12 is good, too. But what I think I want to jump it up to 15, and sure. I want to get these ones here, because these are early Axes and Allies. And paint that's these. Early.
Those are from...
No, that's about as early as you
42,
got.
42, if I gave you those, that's from
that's
42.
That's the first game you bought, right?
2009.
That's the first game you bought, right?
It's the first one I bought, yeah.
Okay, so that's the earliest that you got.
Yeah.
Because these dice are still the original from the box.
Really?
Red and yeah, white. Those are old dice. Yeah, the red and whites.
I can't do anything with that yet.
This there was six
at the end
and
of
six.
My turn, so that will flip up.
Oh, that's why you went six and four. Okay, I see.
There was six red, six white. Hmm. And then when Kenny gave me his, then I had double. And I thought, well, fuck, I'm painted dice up like crazy. And then I thought, you know what? Metallic. And I started getting carried away.
These ones here, there were...
those ones came with the these this is, right here.
Yeah, the black and the reds right and the red and blacks.
Those are nice. Good weight to those.
The, what do you call it? The 42 game.
Yeah. Those are the dice that you gave me. I said, what are you giving me these? These are nice dice.
Fucking dice.
Buddy. You said, fuck, I got like 100 dice.
I know, but I love the Field Marshal Games dice, man. I love...
You like the crest. You
when
like
I
to
love
hit
Germany,
the crest.
I got a handful of gray dice. Or Japan, I got a handful of orange dice.
I know, I
it's
do.
It's fucking
like
beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
And the Russians, they're starting to fade, though. I got to get some more. Yeah, and he did, do a black German dice. Those are nice. They were up there. I didn't buy any... Of those when we were up there, I bought the Canadians and I bought the French and I bought the Australians when we were up there.
Yeah, Isaac's got a set of Canadians.
Yeah, I ordered them when I got the new, the 42 second edition and the 41 game from Jeremy.
The next time he rolls, just to throw something in, and you can edit this part out, but for picture purposes, next time he rolls a large amount, like 8, 10 or whatever, get your camera, can you do a little video, a little tiny video, like 3 second video?
Sure, why?
Okay, because sometimes his dice are just spinning like mad. Spinning like when you were gone, he rolled, he attacked, one was spinning like crazy, landed on a one. So you could open your blog or whatever with a little video of showing an incredible one landing.
Oh, I can put a video
just
on
a different
Twitter as well.
Perspective of Axis and Allies.
We'll see you next time he rolls dice.
Well, watch them go, man. They fucking roll like crazy, those Irish dice. Oh my god, I can't believe I fucking didn't hit one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 units down there. The battleship will be repaired. Yeah, the transport will be active.
Bomber will be gone.
You marked your oil point, eh? What was that worth?
One, eh?
Yeah.
No, this is a...
Turn the battleship around.
This is chips.
Turn the battleship
that.
Around.
This is what I did with...
Oh, nerd.
This is what I replaced
Turn
with
the
chips.
Battleship around. What's that?
That's just chips that I replaced. Just like refilled my box.
Oh my god. Those are units that were out there that still you don't even know they're there.
He's a terrible wrestler. You should see his box.
It's no hurt. Sir, what?
It doesn't work with a guy.
No. You'd have to say something stupid like,
I see my wife.
I don't think he has a blue eye. I think he's got a brown eye. Yeah, no. See, you can't even come close. That's stupid. Nothing
bit,
works
yeah.
like the wrestling and the boxing.
You should see her box.
Yeah, no. That's right. Weird.
It's Larry, bud.
Larry, bud.
Holy.
All right, I'm done.
All right, the Soviet Union gets to go.
Come on, 2 minutes at a time. 2 minutes at a time.
When Kenny and I were trying to design a table, trying to think, you know, because thought of fucking all kinds of shit, right? We were thinking, why not have a receded table, like a receded rolling box, with an escape hatch, a spring-loaded escape hatch, so you just fucking right in, and the wall will snap back up, so you can roll back in, right? You don't have to pick the dice up. Just scoop them in past the little fucking flapper, right into your hand. Wouldn't that be awesome? Just that'd be awesome.
It might be.
And if you added a poker touch to it,
hey,
you could have a little poker tray in front of you with your cash.
Are you talking to the enemies? I'm trying to determine.
I feel happy with my move here.
This Russian Navy here.
Yes, by all means.
I can move it here in non-combat.
Or
I can move it here.
And assume that I'm going there.
In combat, yes.
I move over to protect.
I can use my shore barrage here if I move it to the North Sea from the Barents Sea. Or I can move it into the Atlantic Sea Zone to meet up with your fleet there. But your fleet can move. He has no navy outside of Gibraltar. What do you want to do?
My navy is in a build mode right now, even though right. I have some transports. So I'm trying to
stay away from his fighters.
Stay away from his fighters and this. I don't want this coming up here.
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
Stuff in Gibraltar.
So I'm happy
can't get
right
to
here.
The North Sea or the Atlantic Sea Zone.
His planes can.
But his two fighters can get up here. However, his two fighters would have to... These are...
Three fighters.
Cannon fodder.
If you land there, I'll come there and land there.
All right. Okay. So that way I get my shore barrage.
Yeah. Yep. Two fighters.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So yeah, I do the chintzy bullshit move where I pick, you know.
And if you don't win, I will whittle and finish the battle.
Two guys up.
If you roll...
It's not a chintz move. That's a good move.
Yeah.
What?
Smart move.
Oh, just picking up. I mean, they can walk. No, I'm saying...
I said if you didn't win, I...
All these infantry
straight
can
up
walk.
Chintz. Let's just argue some more.
Yeah. These infantry can walk to Finland.
Yeah.
Or from Finland to Norway, but they're going to take a boat ride.
A boot?
So I can get my two shore barrage.
When they take a boat ride, do they take a boot?
How many do I got to kill? Four infantry, right? So that's two with a shore barrage. Three.
Yes.
No,
four,
shore barrage.
Five.
Shore barrage two.
No, he's talking hits. Total.
Six, seven.
Like opening round.
All in.
Opening round salvo.
Bring them all in. And the tank.
Oh, well, you got to go.
I don't want to fuck around. Yeah.
Just, you know what? Slow down here too much. This is good. I like this.
What's he done with his tanks?
I get way too hot around here and want this.
Oh, yeah.
You got to, but they're within reach now. Yeah, but if you don't do anything, then everything's going to be there.
So you got to fucking let the hop off.
Should I pick on a neighbor? Maybe I could pick on a neighbor and hit him from the side when he takes it over.
15, 16, 17, 18. He's got 18 twos here in... Romania.
A lot of disposable Hujax meat shields in the front.
Not only that, but you
do
cover
their
a
job
lot of area.
Right now.
You cover a lot of area from two territories. This and this would be like your knights in chess right now.
Okay,
we gotta
get
to
roll
anywhere they want.
Hey.
That's why I did what I did. Look at the fucking tanks that are in.
What the fuck? Why is our reference holder not there?
I got it. We need the rule book because last round the UK landed a fighter. In Leningrad.
Oh, when does that happen?
Yeah, we got to find out when.
Oh.
I think it's at the beginning of your turn.
Specials.
No.
It might be during my non-com, but if it's during his non-com, then it's already a Russian fighter.
If I don't slow down.
No, because the state or the Russians, Soviets get a chance to say they want it or they don't. I believe is how they worded it.
Yeah.
If they choose to.
I don't know. I know.
If they desire.
Special box here.
I don't think you'd see a word.
If they have a hankering?
Yeah.
Well, I got a hankering to turn that into a fucking Russian fighter, but I think it
happens. Well, that's why I give it, of course. You got a bomber coming too and another fighter.
No,
which I don't care about because I'm all Navy for the States.
That's ridiculous right now.
I have to. I have to clean up the Atlantic and I have to get down to Africa. And years ago, we never even spoke of what we were going to do. As a matter of fact, I would wait for people not to be looking and do a move and hope that they forgot that. And one around the horn
during...
of South America. I used to love going around the horn of South America.
You're like faced on the skinny way looking at him.
Yeah.
So you can't...
Wait until Buddy's not looking and then he's going to pick it up or he's not going to pick it up. You got a legitimate move. Everything's legit. I love doing that.
It's fun shit.
When Buddy's talking, you just move a transport, a couple guys, drop them off.
Hey.
They can't. Why not?
Oh, you're talking sneaky. No, cheating. You're talking
sneaky.
When he ain't paying attention, you do your
non-com. No, it's a legit move, of course. Yeah.
But speaking of legit moves, this fighter, this British fighter you landed in Leningrad, during my non-combat move, I can turn it over
it's
to
defense.
So I can't use it this round.
Well, then support it. Make sure you've got shit there to support it.
Oh, yeah.
At the end of your round.
I'm going to take Baltic States. Baltic States is as important in this game as it is in...
All games.
Several other games.
All games. That's just Eastern... That's Ukraine cut in half in Classic is what that is. You need that.
Yeah, and then
or Eastern.
I need to buy shit.
No, Eastern's cut into fucking...
Eastern's...
Five parts.
Yeah.
One, two, three, four.
That's funny. Isn't that wild how the game has grown over the years? That's fucking awesome to see.
50 years. This is one map difference.
Axis and Allies will outlive me.
This is one map difference.
You know what I mean? Axis and Allies could outlive people. It could outlive Harry. This
Larry?
Game that he created could outlive
Harry. Can you say Larry instead of Harry? Say that whole sentence again, because I'm going to have to edit. You call
Harry
him
Larry.
Harry Harris, the creator of Axis and Allies.
What did I say?
You said, it could outlive Harry.
I know, I was like,
Larry.
Who's Harry?
You could outlive Harry.
I'm
going
to have to say the whole sentence again, starting now.
It could outlive Larry. You know what? That's as bad as Irish wristwatch.
Very, very difficult to say.
That's as bad as an Irish wristwatch.
Larry Harris.
Well, we all knew what you should have said.
That could possibly outlive Larry
Harris.
There
you
go.
Yes.
Yeah. Little old lady got mutilated late last night. Harry had nothing to do.
Okay, good.
Although a couple werewolves did.
That's right. But they were groomed and they loved to eat Chinese food.
Yeah.
And you should see his tailor. That's a great dude, man. You know? That's a great dude.
It's awesome.
Dude, you gotta see this fucking video.
You're taking the non-useful...
This DVD. Well, it's his turn and I can talk to you.
You can talk to me. But I'm always on turn.
Buddy, the concert for George almost brings tears to my eyes. You name him, he's up there.
Oh, yeah.
You name the big wigs.
Obviously, Clapton would be the first in my mind.
When they introduced Tom Petty, the whole fucking audience changed.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you got...
You know, I was so mad with the fucking... How the Super Bowl treated fucking Tom Petty. That's ridiculous.
What compared to Beyonce... Shame. Oh my God! I know.
Was Tom Petty involved in?
Well, they enjoyed Beyonce. She put on a good show for everybody.
Last year, year before, they fucking somebody threw a bottle at him.
Somebody threw a bottle at Tom.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they loved them so much. Here's
a.
He probably went like this. Have a drink.
He probably went like this. I said he probably went, Tom, drink my water.
He was like booed and then...
Well, maybe he should look more like Beyonce, because that is the greatest halftime show in the history of the Super Bowl. That I've ever seen. And I've seen Madonna, and
like
I've seen
they brought
fucking Britney
Child
Spears. I don't care about Destiny's Child. Beyonce was fucking amazing.
Of course she was amazing.
No, I don't know. I think Live and Let Die beat all of it.
Well, yeah. Paul McCartney, yeah, but...
That's explosions and cymbals and drums.
That was, you know what?
To live and let die. It's like a bomb going off.
Beyonce was amazing. And I didn't even care. I don't know any of her music. She's just... fucking amazing.
Yeah.
See, no, I would never think that he would think that.
She's an attention grabber. Why not? Have you seen Beyonce?
I watched the whole show.
She's a good fucking...
You know what?
She puts on a good show as well as having...
If Paul McCartney was wearing those same thigh boots...
I don't
want to
see
Beyonce.
I
want to
hear music.
Yeah, but...
Paul McCartney would have rolled out in those same thigh boots that Beyonce was wearing.
I would have probably
maybe I'd say the same fucking thing about...
See, I would have flicked the channel.
I can't remember.
Shaven or not?
Okay, I'm flicking.
I'm flicking. You're gonna wear those thigh boots. You gotta shave your legs.
Don't
come on now.
Come on, meow.
Come on, meow.
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 Meow. Why would I say that?
Meow. Meow. Meow.
Okay.
You know that movie?
I think I'm rolling dice.
People compare Hot Rod to
Cold Beer.
Super Troopers.
Anybody want
on that level of hilarious?
Would you like?
Do you like Super Troopers?
Super Troopers.
Hey, Dr. Winterbeer.
Man.
Is that the one with Tim Allen and...
No, I'm sitting.
No, I don't need a beer.
Yeah, what is Super Troopers?
Super Tramp.
It's like it's actually, I think it's an independent production, but it's fucking, it's basically road cops, and then the fucking highway cops. Like the city cops and the highway cops.
Oh,
it's
no,
comedy and they're
that.
They're
thinking
like
of a space
fighting amongst each other.
No, no, I don't remember.
Like humor.
Don't know. Two ones.
Oh man, you've never seen Super Troopers.
Two dudes.
Lend you Super Troopers.
Three.
And you know what else is really weird?
Four. Fuck. One hit in Baltic States.
You stink.
You're telling me.
Oh, I got three guys, three twos there.
Yeah, three twos.
Wow. I hope I hit you.
Mm-hmm. I'll bet you do. Alright. Whatever. I won. Oh, seven. That's a better start. Two twos. Three. Four.
Here, Dave, roll these dice. Roll these dice all the time, right there. Those are the dice.
I got you once.
Cackle. Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Discman.
Yeah, that's a Discman.
Because I'm the Discman. Oh.
Yeah, the
Discman. Oh, and I'm rolling nothing but ones. 41. You.
Mark me a buck.
Oh, who's paying me this?
Hey!
Oh, America.
It's on you. That's like what the hood's saying.
Oh, yeah, I can afford it. I bought.
Not me.
I bought.
Actually, I can because it doesn't really matter to me. I've got a plan going on.
What do you can you?
And it's a cheap plan. It's called.
Oh, give him a dollar.
Give me that. Sorry, I don't have change.
Oh, you motherfucker!
You better get some
now,
fucking change.
Now you didn't mark Britain down when you took that over, did you?
Bugsy, you take this. Give me
I
a million bucks,
I moved
please.
Myself up one and put myself up one on the wait a second. No, I didn't.
You don't go up for it.
No, I didn't go up for it. That's right, I didn't.
$9. Thank you, sir.
For any of the oil territories, nobody goes up, nobody goes down.
I should
go,
still,
or you, Germany goes up on the oil.
Wait, I should still be up one.
I just
no.
took you down here.
I should,
you're down
I
one
should,
here.
I should
Finland.
Be up one. I'm up. That's the only thing worth anything, and worth two.
I just took this one back from you.
Yeah. You don't have to mark that.
Yeah, I do. It's not a red territory, friend.
It wasn't marked from the get-go.
I know. I should have from the get-go.
The get-go, friend.
Anyways, I'm down one and up two. I should be still up one.
You down here.
Which means I missed...
Oh, no, that's...
which means I missed to collect an extra dollar last time.
Oh, okay. So just take whatever you need.
What is this? Is this what
that is the dollar for the oil that you have taken over. There's lots more. Just keep on doing
which
a good
means
job.
Russia might not be the right thing. Russia might.
Well,
be
we'll check it at the end of Russia's turn.
Because
I'm going into East Poland. You done talking?
No, I'm not even talking. You guys are talking. I'm mumbling.
Tell you, mumbling counts as talking. I'm going into East Poland now with the fucking not enough probably. Come to think of it, 2 1s.
Ooh, I have two ones and two twos. I have to use a slice around the old.
Ooh,
got one.
Oh, going over.
Oh, I'm not missing that Polish.
Oh, going for the corner one. Oh.
One. Two twos. Gotcha.
Two. These are the dice to use, don't
they? Really? Because I hit. And I won.
Yeah, but you should have hit.
Poland. He's
everything.
Poland.
First round.
Did you get me?
All the time.
All right, yeah.
I got you once. Yeah,
I'm going to round all this.
Good stuff. What's this? Russia up one?
One, Germany.
Where were you, Dave? You were
that's
here.
Two.
Look, man. Where
it's
were
two.
You?
No, it's
oh,
one.
It's one.
Where were you? You were here.
Never mind.
Should be at 25.
Just put Germany down one.
Thank you.
And we'll figure out Russia. Because Russia is. Well, let's see.
I thought it was worth two.
Let's finish this. Because this
yeah,
one,
we'll
Finland's
this
worth two. Or Norway's worth two.
Roll.
I got a short barrage two.
Fucking
name them the fuck off.
Now, wait until you see all these fucking bright numbers rolling.
Two. Four, six, eight. Did I screw you up there?
No, you didn't screw me up.
Two, four, six.
What eight. Screws me up is that.
Eight ones. Oh, yeah.
How many did you get?
Three.
Beaut.
I got one.
You all didn't need the tank after all.
I got one of you.
Got one? Okay. Probably this guy.
It's a beautiful thing.
Now I'm up two.
That's a beautiful thing. We'll
so
do 27.
Total. Oh, no, we got another fight.
That would be, yep.
Took
that's a
twos.
Nice board, actually. Once you get used to that, I kind of like that board.
West Arabia.
It's got space here for development. Can you imagine if you put the developments in there?
Two twos.
Class.
Gotcha.
Missed.
Yep. That's worth nothing. Yep. Round down anyway.
Uh-oh, please don't.
Just for the record, if you guys if you go out to the kitchen or whatever, and you check your boots, today, and your boots have dried, and there's no fucking moisture on it anymore, you guys can bring your boots in here.
I started with all that, right?
Because it's going to be cold.
I should be up 3. I should be at 27. Okay, I'm at 27. Perfect.
Okay. Nice.
And I am now there with those guys. Now I can non-combat move.
Have you converted your fighter?
Yes. I'm in non-combat move right now. I will do that.
Good.
Here you are.
Do you?
Can I convert it into a bomber?
Dang.
For $3.
No, but if I should, I think you should be able to convert your bomber into a fighter.
Well, no, I might be up for that when Germany's ready to go into Berlin or to Moscow.
No, it's the actual unit that you're getting. You're getting a fighter.
Remember, I said note.
Yeah, but you are flying a Spitfire right now. You are not flying a stub-nosed Russian little...
But it's painted like that.
No. Well, not even. They might just wave something over it and put a deco on it, but they just flew it.
They wouldn't even let those motherfuckers land on their air bases to refuel.
Well, they didn't know. It's war
time.
They didn't want
the fucking Brits
around.
They
think different than us. They think so different than us. And when I say us, I mean North American.
Or if you ever find
look
around,
at that. You're going to put a stubber down there, eh? It's almost useless. It's almost useless. You could probably use it more north than you could south. I mean,
Army's not dead now.
You don't want them coming up either. They're going to come up.
You got to be a prick.
You might leave another guy down there.
I can ignore the purple like I thought. And just crush Ukraine.
Well, you're gonna go around and he's gonna roll threes like a motherfucker.
Yeah! I've got fucking a lot of threes right now.
Can you move the plane that you just took over?
Yeah.
Or does it just convert and you have to stay there?
No, you probably move it.
You can probably phone Larry. Yeah, he says whatever.
1, 2, 3, I'm gonna put this
in. Larry said, whatever.
We should get his phone number. At least we could say that every week. Larry, can we? Whatever.
One of these, too.
Gotta flick the
gotta get him on
your chin.
Yeah, give it a little good.
Do whatever. What do I care?
It's like, am I worried about it? Not even.
For a second, there has to be that. Oh my goodness!
Oh my goodness.
Oh, you're not even going to come up to fucking Leningrad, are you, prick?
No, I have no need.
You got oh my goodness, Al McGinnis, and oh my goodness.
You're right. Why am I bothering? Fuck.
Look, you got oh my goodness, Al McGinnis, and all my goodness.
Oh my goodness, Al McGinnis took all my goodness.
That's the ultimate statement you should write. Write them.
That's Levi.
Stamp it.
That's Levi.
Levi wasn't even born yet. Actually, Levi was 4 years old.
Yeah, I mean, when it comes to sports, he's like, I need some jokes. I have to do with sports.
Well, then,
just tell you. Like, you know, you gotta fuck it. I don't know.
Sure he does. He feeds
all 8 of them are going there. $27.
Look at this guy go, yeah.
Russia's done. It is now the UK's turn. Can you land 14 fighters in Moscow this round?
9, 10, 11.
Let's take a look at the shimmy that's going on. Moscow, it's not even threatened. Where are you going to come through?
For the Uke.
Yeah, I know that, but you'll be. What's he going to have after? These are going to have to follow.
5 tanks.
A lot.
4 tanks.
I love him.
4 tanks.
I'll crush this Rex. Don't worry.
Dudes, man. You got a lot of dudes.
Yeah, but he can back up and crush my fucking counterattack, too.
You can send 4 guys out of there and not even
man the non-combat.
You know what, though? It doesn't matter because it's not Germany's turn. It's Britain's turn. Go.
Okay, first of all, Britain is coming over. You took that over very well. Do you want some support there so you can pull back?
To where?
I could non-com into here and then you could bring those guys back.
Those guys are coming back home. He's got no transports in the water. They're coming home.
All right, in that case, then I need to get something to...
Their little feet will carry them.
Because I know if I put enough decoys out there, his planes will come after me. And that thing, I don't want that. I want that out of there. Because you had four bombers.
Yeah, that's why I figured I'd just sit there for now.
Hey, I'm hating that, sitting there. Because why are you not going over there? But
well, because this is going to probably go this way.
Nothing's threatened, yeah. Nothing's threatened.
He just needs one or two guys now to take care of
that. That can't happen.
Oil states.
And I got two turns.
This battleship.
One, two.
Come back out to help. Because the Americans, you know, are going to try to...
They're going
to
spread out.
Take care of
them. These guys might be able to take a little bit from what they do. Because they might want to stop.
Africa.
Here I can't reach them. But if they... Well, they could take all this and join it.
All that's got to go.
You could essentially take this, 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 and sit here, and then have one sub sitting here, or destroyers.
Yeah, I could. Yeah, make a little clusterfuck right there.
But if you do send one to straight, that's why they're sitting here.
I know, and I got two moves before those guys come over. So, what have I got to back up two moves from now?
My non-combat move.
Fuck, you did good down there in the oil fields, man. You're a fucking unbelievable. Well, it's not so much that you did good. So I did the worst.
You rolled.
I can't believe I didn't hit anything.
I still think I would have had two artillery in a tank.
Yeah, you probably would have had a double match with a tank, which is a good force. That's four twos and a three.
No, I'm saying just two guys. Even just two twos and a... I would have kept artillery. It would have taken the infantry first. I would have had two twos and a three, I think. Three units.
Yeah.
But what I looked at is what's behind it. It's only one guy. If he didn't send anything this way.
I know, and but you can't.
The med's open enough that I can leave my transport.
Oh, you're laughing. Down, you're laughing.
It's sitting here. One, two, three. Could land. But I'd have to take both of these. My tank could take Siri. And my tank and the transport could take... I want to go back this way. Still, even if I went back here, I could go tank and a fully loaded carrier. One, two, pick up these guys. Siri would be gone. Palestine would be gone. Transjordan would be gone.
This is not going to be good.
Today's the day the teddy bears have their picnic.
I'm glad they're stuck with you. That's funny.
Yeah. Earworms.
So funny.
Earworms have great power over me.
Me too.
I had Across the Universe in my head for 2 days.
What, the Beatles, Across the Universe?
Everything that happened to me happened to me to the tune of
Across
the Universe.
That's a great tune, man. That's a great tune. I love that song. That's a great tune.
But now it's not in my head, so I can't do it.
That's good.
I'll get it back in there. Hang on. No, I can't do it.
Because the world, isn't it? Because the world is round.
Nope, got the teddy bear picnic in my head right now. Can't get it up. Today's the day I march from Caucasus to Ukraine. I'll fuck you up, you German cocktoke. I'll smash your skull with my fucking shot. You shot rockets, you'll fucking die. I hate you.
I can't drop a carrier on there. I have to beef up the waters.
Are you talking about drop a carrier?
No, I can't. You still got too many planes that could come in there.
What? No, your carrier's no good for you anyway, because your planes can't land on carriers. Your planes need to land in Leningrad.
Yeah, buy a carrier.
Hang on, that's
single
a good
target.
Idea.
Hey. Never.
One shot, $18.
I got
the bottom of baby.
I got the
lager.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
But one thing
$6 more, you get two kids. And better defense. That's what I should check the aircraft.
$16, defense. $2 less, you get two hits.
$18 aircraft carrier, better fucking defend.
Oh, wait, no, they're not. I thought $8 destroyers with enough.
Well, fucking 12.
They got two
subs. Fucking no good.
Ow!
Let it roll.
Look at this professional
let
briefcase.
It roll.
And show up to work with this briefcase with Toronto Maple Leaf stickers on. I'm looking for a job. Get out of here, sports fan.
Especially the Maple Leafs.
Yeah.
Lock on. It's the center of hockey.
Beat it, loser.
And the whole world.
Beat it, doofus.
Dr. Leo Marvin.
Baby steps. Baby steps.
You know what's a great fucking war movie I watched the other day?
No, but I bet you're going to tell us.
Yep.
Bunker Hill.
Catch 22.
Oh, that is a good movie.
Dark, dark.
That's
comedy.
A great fucking movie. Awesome. You're right. That's Alan been Arkin. Years since I seen
that. Love Alan Arkin.
Yeah.
So many stars in that fucking
Catch 22. Oh, so many stars came out of that movie. Yeah.
Angelina
sure.
Jolie's dad. What's his name? John Boyd.
Oh, Mr. Jolie.
Fucking Marlon Brando was in that.
Yeah, that's loaded. That had a lot of good
general.
Stuff. Who was the main guy, the white-haired guy that you see in a lot of movies?
No, the what?
The main guy that.
The
oldest senior of the.
The main character in that movie was Alan Arkin.
Have you seen Django Unchained?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Awesome.
That was a fucking movie.
To Tarantino's a master.
He's
man.
Amazing.
You know what?
Jamie Foxx is really good too.
I mean, bear we said me and all at the same time. Yeah, Jamie Foxx is good.
I like Jamie Foxx. And you know who else I like? Is the guy that played in Inglourious Basterds, who played the bounty hunter. He was the Jew hunter in Inglourious Basterds.
Yeah.
That guy was awesome.
Yeah, he's good.
I like that a lot.
I can't remember his name.
And even Samuel is the old ass fucking.
Yeah.
It's like, I ain't gonna take no lip from this. Or the part where they're all wearing the hoods and the eyes that are all fucked up.
Don't cut these. I can't see out of this thing. It's hard to breathe. You know, my wife worked all night on these hoods.
Don't ask nothing from me and mine.
Fuck, that was hilarious. They're all bitching.
Are the hoods on or off? Who fucking cares? We're on a raid. Did I say with the sheets are off? We're on a raid. The horse can see.
What? Is the horse going to testify again? Fuck, that was great.
Oh,
yeah, they're going in there to kill everyone. And they're worried about people seeing their face.
And meanwhile, they're sitting in a tree fucking 100 yards away, 50 feet in the air.
What a fucking, that was a good movie.
Yeah, that was a good movie. Got started right away, too, and I was like,
What did Tandy and I watch? Oh, Nat, you know what?
You seen Gangster Squad?
No, I haven't seen
that. That's a good movie, too. Gosling does a really good job.
It's got fucking Emma Stone in it, doesn't it? She looks good. I don't even normally like her, but she looked good.
Hey, this is not part of UK, right?
You don't get that money, no.
Okay, 20. Yeah, I'm at 20.
It's a good movie. 20. It's a really good movie.
I should check it out. We watched a movie the other night directed by Oliver Stone that you would swear, if you didn't know who directed it, you'd swear it was a Tarantino movie.
Yeah, well, I always put that too.
Natural Born Killers. Have you seen
Natural Born Killers? Oh,
Woody.
That's an old fucking movie.
I love Natural Born Killers.
You watch that movie and you'd swear.
That's a psycho movie, man.
Yeah, you'd swear it was written by Tarantino and directed by Tarantino. Yeah,
it draws you in.
And I put those two together and people just don't really, like Stone and...
if you watch, you can't watch it, you can't put Natural Born Killers against another Oliver Stone movie, watch them back to back and say the same guy directed that without knowing. Because it was just fucking out of left field. He's, you know...
It was Stone did Pulp Fiction too, didn't he?
No, Tarantino did Pulp Fiction.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, see, that's where I thought that they were connected. I thought that was an Oliver Stone movie.
No, they're contemporaries. They're doing movies around the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But Tarantino wrote True Romance. You ever seen that?
No, but I...
You gotta fucking see that. It's a great movie.
Bits of it to the end.
And then his next movie, he wrote and directed Reservoir Dogs. Then he did Pulp Fiction. Then he did Jackie Brown.
Okay. See, I thought Pulp Fiction and Reservoir Dogs were like a head-to-head kind of thing, and Oliver did Pulp Fiction.
No.
And
Oliver Stone did JFK. I think he did Casino. Or it was no, that was no. He didn't do Casino.
Casino's a great fucking.
That was the same guy did Coppola. Did not Coppola. Yeah. Scorsese. Did Casino and Goodfellas.
I love those movies.
Why did I think Stone did Casino? He did JFK and he did Platoon.
Google that shit.
I don't want to Google too much, man. I gotta work my memory. I'm gonna,
You're gonna have to check it up, though.
But I know Scorsese did Casino, because Scorsese's mother was in No, that was Goodfellas.
Goodfellas, yeah, where she's the old lady.
She was the old lady serving them meatballs or whatever after mom, they were covered in blood because they cut up that mob guy. Told him to shine his shoe, but get a shine box. Yeah. That wasn't in Casino. That's right. Maybe it was Stone that did Casino.
I think Stone did do Casino.
But to me, they were the same fucking movie, man.
But I mean, with De Niro playing the head honcho who fucking gets himself in too deep.
I would have enjoyed Casino a lot more, and I know we've said this before, probably on the podcast, but I would have enjoyed Casino a lot more if I never saw Goodfellas.
Yeah, they're but relatable, they're but I think they're different producers.
It's because of the cast.
It's the cast, yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Pesci being the fucking crazy guy in both of them, and De Niro being, you know, the guy who gets himself in too deep, but he's always living on top of the world. But there's no Liotta.
Ray Liotta. No Ray Liotta, no, well, the Brad that played Cameron. Mm-hmm.
The girl's always different.
Right? Yeah, it was Sharon Stone. Yeah. Hey, did you fuck off in the middle of your turn?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's a good thing we had both interesting talk with the listeners while you were gone.
I was going to say grab one of those while you're
in. What are you rolling the window shut for?
So the beer would stay colder. What do you want up
there? What?
Well, you said a little bit of heat trickles.
Do America's turn, please.
I'm done.
No, oh, yeah, no. You're done.
No, I just finished this. I just finished UK break. And then I had to take a leak. I'm done.
Tarantino and Oliver.
Yeah, you got two burnt ones.
I don't know, man. I think they're
kind of. What do I mean? Wow. Did I just say I can't believe Pittsburgh beat Buffalo? I can't believe Buffalo was in that game. So long, so much.
Well, they're fighting. They're coming together.
They
are, right?
Suck this year.
Season.
Yeah, but
where did my lighter go?
They're like the Leafs. They play good against the good.
They're not like the Leafs. They are the Leafs.
What?
Do you have my lighter?
No.
Why not?
Man, I don't have your lighter.
Well, then somebody took a green lighter someplace.
Look, at 17:56, they fucking scored to get the game winner.
Okay.
2 minutes left. You know what? I'd like to see an. I'd like somebody to look up for me. Listeners, get on this. Especially you listeners in Denmark.
Yes.
I need you to look up an NHL stat for me. Something you couldn't give two shits about.
Maybe they do.
Denmark's big. Somebody will now.
How many. Yeah, but not the fucking NHL. No. How many hockey games has. How many goals have the Buffalo Sabres given up within 2 minutes of the end of a period? Over the last 3 years.
Buddy, you got
and
that right there.
I'm not looking that up. The listeners are going to do it for me.
Yeah.
And then email me.
Tell me how many times the Sabres have given up a fucking goal with 2 minutes or less left in a period over the last 3 years. And are they the worst fucking team for giving up the goal? Because they give up a fucking shit ton of goals right at the end of a period.
You are a hockey lover, dude. You're not a boy.
Sure he is.
Well, I love the Sabres.
He's a competitive sports lover.
Look at the fucking shots. Typical Sabres game. Pittsburgh 11, Buffalo 7. Next.
Yeah, it's a goal you all
next period. I almost said any.
Yeah.
I would have totally screwed his third. Hockey.
No, I would have
Pittsburgh 11, Buffalo 9. Third period, 13-17 for Buffalo. Buffalo's like, oh my God, we're losing. We got to start shooting the puck. Yeah, because you know how many shots go in that you don't take?
None of them. All of them, yes. All of them and none of them.
And that's Wayne Gretzky. And if you're living in Denmark right now and you don't love Wayne Gretzky, then, you know, keep listening to our podcast, but fuck.
That's
why
I shoot from anywhere.
Listen, man, if you're living in Denmark right now,
I picked up the fucking
call us anyways.
And it was like, I couldn't get anything.
But everybody loves Wayne Gretzky.
And I seen the goalie was going the
everybody
other way.
Everybody loves Denmark.
Goalie was sliding that way, and he started coming back this way, and I'm like, oh my God. Did he put off his pads?
What was this in?
Hopefully, just
everybody
pick up.
Loves
I'm like,
hopefully
he's got some spring on his pads. And I shot at it, and it just went thump, and just landed right there. I was like, ah. Like, everybody just looked at me like, ooh. Go, I want to do my turn.
Yeah, I'm almost done. I'm not up anywhere. I didn't take anything.
No, you shouldn't be.
So it should be just a
little windscreen up there.
This destroyer here, same thing. Come and sit right here. Or maybe I could even...
When you took that one back, did you move the U.S. up or Britain?
I used Brits up 5. They were at 20.
All right, so Britt's got some respectable money again.
Yes. Well, it's going to happen now. We're going to have to fucking do a little...
Get back to normal, 25. Can you stop making those ridiculous noises that don't work well for the listeners?
You can open that door.
Yeah, why are you closing this? Don't ever
close
that.
Because I needed to throw a little bit of heat on the
floor. You little cunts fucking chain smoke. You can't do that. You gotta leave the window open.
You used to be a
good man.
I used to be a little cunt just like you, but now
you're a big cunt.
I only smoke every other weekend.
Shut up. Every other weekend.
When you guys are smoking in my lungs.
Yeah. You want a shotgun?
I want to smoke, really, actually, to tell you the truth. But
I got an old cigar.
That's what I should have bought with some cigars.
Backwoods?
Yes. $8 for a pack of five.
That's pretty good, actually.
Cheaper than New York State. You know, I got to applaud New York State. We got any listeners in New York State? I hope so. New York State's got heavy, heavy tobacco taxes. Well, that's good. That's how Canada gets, you know, to pay for their fucking health care. And you guys got to pull your fucking heads out of your asses, America, and start fucking charging a little more than a dollar for a fucking 16 ounces of beer. Tax the shit out of beer and fucking cigarettes, and your healthcare will be paid for. Yeah. And you know what happens if your healthcare is paid for by the government? Your employers don't have to pay it, and your employers can afford to employ more of you. The fact that so many American companies are leaving the U.S. for other places, I'm getting... Fucking, it pisses me off. How could you be so stupid?
You're both balls.
Force the employers to pay health insurance. And what happens? They say, fuck this. We're going to go somewhere else. And now you're out of work. Make the government pay for your health care. Yes, it will be shittier. But
everybody
will have a fucking job, for fuck's sakes.
Not only that, the people that can't afford it. I mean, you break an arm, it costs you freaking $10,000.
Oh, fuck.
You know? Doesn't cost anything over here. You broke an arm in your country. You fucking take care of it. Go.
I got into this with a guy. Well, we weren't getting into it. I says, you know, we're talking about the gun problem. It went from Second Amendment to fucking health care, this argument. But sort of in the background. We're not allowed to argue politics on AMA.org. So I says, you know what happens in Canada in a bar when two guys get pissed off at each other? They fucking punch the shit out of each other, work it out, go back to the bar and fucking buy each other drinks. And if anything gets broken...
That's not 100% true.
And if anything gets broken, the health care's covered.
Nobody gets fucking... The dragonfly?
Nobody gets fucking shot. Nobody fucking dies.
That's provided.
No, you're provided.
And a guy says, oh, yeah, but the health care's not free. Your taxes are paying for it. And I says... The very alcohol that got us pissed off at each other in the first place pays for it because of the huge tax that we play on the beer.
True.
It's a fucking endless circle of health and...
It's almost like a band-aid that puts itself on.
Nobody gets shot. There's no, not fucking everybody's got five guns in their back fucking pocket.
Tell that to Houston. Tell that to Texas.
Well, they won't have it.
They won't listen to it.
You got a private gun
Tennessee,
in my cold dead
Tennessee
hand.
Tennessee is probably...
These guys are terrible.
Tennessee is a weird state. They have...
Rather
they have
outlooks there.
Like we do, but they all are very gun oriented. Like they really like the idea of like bearing arms, and they have
a lot of arms.
But they're also very chill. Like they're not.
There's
not
too many
dicks.
People.
They're not dicks.
They're not
there's,
fucking crazy not, cocks like Florida's people.
Yeah.
And
the diversity of the states is fucking
incredible. It's becoming the melting pot, and Russia was the melting pot.
America was always a melting pot. But America has such diversity that it's crazy. Like, you can go from California to New York, and in between you'll meet 17 different types and styles of people.
Okay, right. Because of imports. Because of migration and immigration.
Not necessarily.
Yes. What I'm talking about is Russia...
Yes, Russia.
Just the nobody migrates to Russia. Nobody goes to Russia. Okay, people come here. They go to the States. They come here.
But Russia
people
always say, accepted everybody.
Right, but if you look at Russia, it covers the white, blue-eyed people down to the dark, hairier people, over to the Mongolians, and all the way out to the Inuits type of people. That
Russia stretches over half of the world.
I know, but the States does because people came here.
States is the size of a dime.
That's what I'm saying. Compared
it's to tiny, capita. But it's so fucking diverse. That's what his... I understand what his point is, and I understand what your point is.
You know what I mean? Those people came to the States.
They came to the States.
I'm talking original people in this country, the original country, which would be Indians here. I mean, sorry.
Oh,
sorry. Yes. Correction, political correction.
They don't mind
North American Aboriginal. No, but the Indians don't like it. The Indians hate that shit, but no Indians rather than
anyway. No, white Indians. People don't like you to say Indian. White fucking bleeding hearts don't like to. Native Americans don't care if you call them Indians, they call themselves Indians.
Yeah, and really it's a white man's mistake. He thought he found India.
Yeah, no, it's a... well.
It is, it's a white man's fuck-up. He thought, oh, India, and they called him Indians. Well, no. You didn't land on the fucking east coast of India, you landed on the east coast of North America.
That's right, they didn't know.
They didn't know. So that stuck with them forever. So now that there's so many Indians...
Where did Indian come from?
Where'd what?
Well, Indian's kind of like a cowboy.
It's just a...
That, I think that's slang for a cowboy. I think that's Midwest. I think that's
a Midwest.
Yeah, that's a Midwest.
However, it would help the world identify an American Indian between an American Indian and an Indian Indian.
I think it'd be a great...
We called all the Native Americans Indians.
That was in Peter Pan. Oh, that's great. Stupid.
Yeah,
remember that?
Yeah,
no,
it was.
I didn't see that. Okay, and
that's an old, that's very old.
We can't talk race.
So old school.
We can't talk race on the podcast.
Yeah, but it can be cut.
It pissed somebody off. I know, but most of it was good. It's just that when you get into
people shouldn't be pissed off. Talk about race.
I got a carve little pieces of like mold out of a block of cheese. That's what I got to do.
Clean slated.
The airplane changed everything. Once you could fly, you left your continent and went to another continent.
And you can get people sick on the other side of the fucking world with SARS that never fucking even... down near the goddamn place it came from.
Praise the aircraft.
Yeah, thanks.
Aircraft.
Thanks for flight.
Thanks, Wright Brothers. Thanks, yeah, Ohio. Assholes. Go fuck yourselves.
And you in St. Louis. Go back.
St. Louis?
Yeah, I flew to Paris. That was quite a flight.
Oh, that fucking guy. Yeah, Spirit of St. Louis. Get it? Okay.
Germany's...
Oh, is it real?
You know what I find interesting is how the Romans worked their way to England. Like, Romans were in England. When you think about that, the Romans expanded beyond.
But you can get the type of ship they had, the Romans had, across the English Channel. No big deal. You can get it across the Mediterranean.
One, two.
Those ships would never have got
across the Mediterranean. Oh, no. You're talking the rowers.
That's what when you look at the
rowers. And the sailors. There were rowers and sailors.
Well, yeah.
Galleys.
Vikings.
Galleys.
Bender.
Vikings came from here to... I mean...
Yeah, well, they
You can't look at an Axis and Allies map, obviously.
No, so, I understand.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Germany's turn. Round two.
But I just find that it was
round
interesting.
Three.
I just find that it's interesting
a huge
that
force
the Romans actually
going
did
into
work their way into England.
Yeah,
Baltic States
expanded
and also East Poland.
Yep,
yeah,
there's
and that's
a big
where
fucking wall here.
The conquest
just
the
to
empire
take over
is kind of a cool game.
Point.
I would
be taken.
We should check.
You know, I was thinking
we can talk to the listeners here about
map.
That for a second.
Use that map with this.
Maybe we can
try to set up something.
Let's talk to listeners again. I know last few episodes back we asked you if you'd mind if we stepped outside of the Axis and Allies world. I mean, in the end, we don't really care. We're going to play what we want to play. And we're probably going to come up with Shogun Swords game or Conquest of the Empire or Fortress
what's
of
America. The new game? What's the new name for Shogun?
Ikusa.
And they were playing that
I would like
year.
To get that new board because it looks fantastic. It doesn't have the poofy fucking bright baby blue colors and it's got some fucking...
It's a little more rustic.
Cooler
looking,
colors.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I'd like to buy it. It's $80 though. We got to go up to...
It'll be awesome pieces to paint on.
We got to go up to Hamilton and see because there's a big board gaming store up there.
You know, you could probably dip them all in a very thin brown wash. That would give you the cork, and then paint over top of the cork.
That's what I do.
Fuck.
with the Varsol, not Varsol.
Oh,
stain, wood stain. You dip the. When I first started dipping them,
I got a glass for
before
you.
I got the wash and the
the varnish, the floor,
the
floor wash,
matte finish.
Yeah,
I dipped them in. Wood stain.
And then you would
stain.
Give it the flat?
Spin it. No, I dip it in there and then spin it. Yeah, and do the flat over top. That would, because the dark wood stain would go into the
plastic
cracks, like
the crevices,
like the way the watch
like shadowing kind of
right.
And then your flat would seal it all in there.
Right, you perfect. Seal that, and
fucking perfect.
And it was okay, but I like the wash.
And that's what this is.
Yeah. Because
I like the feel of these.
The Russians I dipped in the lacquer, the wood stain.
Yeah.
And then I put them, because they were shiny as fuck.
They were. And all of yours was.
And then I did the matte finish on them, the Humbrol matte, and...
at the beginning.
It takes the shine off, and they don't look terrible anymore.
Oh yeah, once you did these came alive like crazy. I think it was the biggest difference of all them.
But the wash works better. Like, if you look at the Americans, they're still shiny. I haven't done the matte.
Over top of the wash?
Yeah, I haven't done the matte over top of the dip. Those were dipped. I took a half a Pringles can. I took a Pringles can, cut it in half, open up the wood stain.
All right, I'm done, you cocks.
Hang on. You got the guy on the end of the... of a nail with the blue sticky tack.
Yeah, I like those. Yep.
The infantry. You dip them in the wood stain, and then I take it over the Pringles can, spin it between my fingers to get the excess
throw
off.
Throw it off, yeah.
Well, that's and then idea, you Dave.
Put like it that. In the styrofoam, and then the wood stain just drips down into the crevices.
You'd
so
put it in
the shadows.
You got the least amount of drippage on the
dual
And you would hang it upside down on the styrofoam?
You better tweak
it. Put it upside down and twist it.
No, but in the styrofoam.
And then put it in the styrofoam, hang it up.
Well, just standing up straight.
Whatever was left would drip down into the crevices.
The base of the, and also the base and around the boots.
But I find it's better with the wash to use the brush, because then if too much gets in the crevices, you can just brush it out with the brush. I like the wash better. Anyway.
Well, see, I have problems with my Japs, because the Japs are so long and so brittle and so thin, the paint just flicks off.
Those long fucking
And yours
bayonets,
last better than
there's
mine.
There's nothing you can do.
Yours last...
You got to retouch them. No, my. If you look at my Japanese, the bayonets
are...
Yeah,
but you did your Japs how long?
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry. Germany's ready to attack, and we're fucking...
You know what? Just let me roll a dice. Here, look.
Yeah,
I hit you. Give me your
gun. Dad, dude.
Oh, you didn't even... Oh, what are you doing?
Let's make it legit.
He's only got a couple of guys going in there.
Okay. Did you get me?
No. I thought you were coming in with...
See, I thought you were actually allow this. Like, I wasn't going to go there. He thought all of these guys
were... I thought you were all going in. I thought, heaven forbid, man. Just let me roll.
Missed.
All right. Well, I hit again.
Well, yeah. Finally, you hit him zero times last time.
And now I'm going to whittle him down.
When you had a huge force to fight back with.
Should have fucking... Let me just roll. What are you doing? I guess I got to roll.
Well, I thought you were coming in with like about...
He thought everything was coming. It's like, don't waste your time rolling all those dice.
I had to stop in Palestine.
But you won. You beat him.
Good for you, man.
Unbelievable. Why wouldn't your tank carry through?
Oh, no, my tank went Palestine to fucking Transjordan.
Oh, gotcha.
I brought two guys from southern Italy with this transport, no offshore brush, so it can non-com.
I see.
No,
that's two zones. He's got to go through from Egypt to Palestine.
That's broken down.
I could have brought a tank into here, but I wanted the 2 points that you guys have to pay me in Transjordan.
Right.
I had to go there.
But states. States again? I saved $3.
Either way, it's still only one guy.
$43 for everybody?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Right up here in Baltic States, I have two ones, two twos.
How much
three.
Do you owe?
Two ones.
Look at them. I collected 40 and I saved 3 from last time. So I
will Baltic?
Baltic.
Two twos for me?
Two. I gotta put my glasses in. When we get this side of the board, I gotta put my glasses on. I hate this. Holy fuck, cock. You're getting too powerful. You got tanks that's coming up.
You cannot just say fuck, cock.
Look at this big one over here.
Yeah, that's
this
what I say.
Tweet this.
Tweet
that. Why are you not all
You've
over that?
You've got like 16 guys, and I've got like 22.
That's awesome.
I'll take the picture, and then I'll tweet it afterwards.
Yes. Take a picture, an aftermath picture, and then tweet.
Right.
All right. Winter played you down.
Yeah, and going into Poland, I've got, East Poland, sorry, 4 twos.
Hey.
4 twos and a 3. 4 twos, yeah, 50%. And a 3. Miss. I got 2 of you. East Poland.
3 twos.
See, 2.
Dwa pobadani. You got me twice?
Yeah. That I did.
Germany, that's it?
No.
You didn't really decide to come up here?
He's coming huge. Still got two Ukraine.
Teams. Yeah, I know. We got to put a little support over there. It's really tough to get down into that corner.
That's why
I'm just wondering if
you're going balls.
I just want to put here. My dick out too much because now he can get Stalingrad surrounded.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's my, yeah. Yeah. But I'd left just enough to take over. That's all it's been in the purple states, right? I got you. East Poland.
Dave, you got a two.
Miss.
Okay, the big battle. Here we go, people going into Ukraine. I've got 20 plus units. He's got, I think, 14, 13.
Oh my God.
Twos and a couple fours. Let me start with my ones.
One, two, three.
I've got three ones. No hits. I've got six twos. Oh my goodness. Six twos, five hits.
Jesus. Oh, he hasn't even rolled his threes yet.
Threes, I have five.
This guy's a hooer.
Six, seven, eight,
why'd you
nine,
raise a hooer?
10, 11, 12, 13 threes. There's five.
Stop it. You tapping ass drumming motherfuckers, stop it. I see what you're doing.
What it is.
Cut it out.
13 threes. Oh my.
Fuck. Watch the dice.
I will fucking give you a taste of the.
Oh, you should be on these dice. This is the big roll. You should be moving this dice.
Never mind, I'm busy.
13 hits, I got 9. 13, I got 9 out of 13.
You're fucking dead.
Roll 9 plus 14 hits altogether. Whoa.
Wow, that's a big battle.
We don't get these big battles like this very often.
14 fucking hits.
What'd you come in with, though?
I came in with 3 ones, 6 twos, and 13 tanks.
He hit like crazy with his 13 fucking,
threes, tanks.
Twos.
Twos and
oh,
threes.
Oh, that's a good start.
Well, I got 16 twos, and I'm going to hit good 16 get times.
9.
I see 3.
I got twice. 2. Oh, my God.
3. Nice. That's my ones. You got two fours.
Four hits. Threes.
Wow.
Oh.
Let's just go a stand.
What'd you get? How many?
16 or 14.
14.
4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14. 1, 2, 3, 4. You hit me 4. Let's do it. Chip.
Game changer right here.
I'm so glad I did that non-con last round.
Wow.
12. 13. 14. I got two tanks and two fighters left.
Oh, I've got five. I've got five twos.
Still got infantry left. I didn't even get into tanks.
Didn't even get into artillery.
Well, my penis sure hurts.
Oh, I hit three out of five twos. Two, four, six.
You need four hits.
10, 11. There's 11 threes. I hit.
Two twos. Two fours. That's it twice. I still didn't get into tank. I didn't even get into artillery. Fuck.
Fuck.
Wow. Put them all in that territory. I'll take my guys out, mark the board, and I'm going to take another picture. You fucked me.
I want to see what you're up against.
Holy shit. Look at all those tanks left over. Oh, but I won in Bessarabia.
I didn't even fight.
Oh, you didn't go into Bessarabia.
It's not worth anything.
I can cut you off. As if it makes a fucking difference.
Because I'll still go to Ukraine, or I can go to Baltic States. Your tanks in Hungary, the best fucking thing. It doesn't matter. As long as you control Poland. And it's not that hard to do.
Yeah, because there they can... Oh, my God, I'm fucked.
This guy's gotta come on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He could have been there.
Is there any way you can land 14 infantry in Moscow right now?
Do my fighters want to
stay
there?
What about 12?
Mm-hmm. 3.
Okay. How about none, Dave? The answer is none. That's how many. None.
How about 6?
You can't get 6.
Why not?
Let's go. Because you did fucking there. It's three territories inland from the water. How are you gonna land infantry there?
Land him in Stalingrad.
You can land him in Leningrad.
Or Leningrad, sorry.
Come to think of some of that.
That's not my mission, though.
No, no, no. You got to.
I got other stuff I got to do.
What's the victory conditions in this
game? There's none of that I've seen. It's just you got to take a capital and own it, as anybody.
Oh.
If we're around. I got to take Russia or any of the other ones, but Russia's the obvious easier one. I mean, you know, I'm not fooling anybody with that.
Well, you're fooling.
Oh, wait a minute. Am I supposed to pay you some money? Because I'm leaving for a
couple of minutes. I haven't collected yet.
Okay, this is the state's money. Take care of that. And just put it right here.
Oh, yeah, sure. Where are we at now? Okay, Germany just went. That means Russia is ready to go. So Palestine is worth nothing?
It's nothing.
Okay, so you got three oil dollars?
Oil doll hairs.
All right, America's paying that.
You know what's funny about this game? Split it up between East or Europe and the Pacific.
Yep.
It's complete opposite of strength coming into the game for the Axis. Germany is really strong in this game, and in the other game, the Pacific, Japan is really weak.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense if you look at any other game. You know what I mean?
If you look at Pacific's Navy, Pacific...
I don't know if he totally fucked up. I don't know if he totally fucked up.
I think he might have stretched out a little bit too much. But you're fucking...
You know what I think I would have done?
Cheated into doing that because everybody defends a one. Why wouldn't you attack everyone you possibly can?
Yeah.
But if you go too thin...
But it can get all crazy.
It fucked them.
I think you need to take and control...
Fucking Hawaii. Boom.
I was going to say Philippines.
Well, that too. But people say you can easily win that game quick by just coming around and going India, full India. Full on for India. Because America has fucking $75 to start the game.
Yeah.
Stay away from America. Just go straight for India. They don't have as much money.
Yeah.
It takes a little while for Australia to get up there, but we haven't played it enough to develop strategies, like 42 anniversary, global even. We've played enough that we can, anniversary is my favorite. But we've played those ones enough where you can devise strategies.
True.
When you're coming into a game you haven't played in three fucking years, you're not thinking strategy, you're thinking,
I'm
looking at the board, I gotta figure it out right now.
You know. Now, but now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's, I don't know, it's a different, we should... We should play that Pacific more often, though. This one here, people say, it's
like
a little bit slanted.
This one's good.
It's fun. It's easy because the rules don't change too much. There's a bunch of extra rules, but it's not so drastic like Pacific. It's a little easier to figure the convoy zones and stuff like that.
Yeah. I can't believe the way I hit.
I like this one, but I'd really like to try playing that Pacific a little bit more. Maybe we should do what you were saying the other day about, you know, how when we did Classic with the cards and all that stuff.
What is that, a little...
Everybody gets a shot at being the bad guys.
Yeah.
Go around the horn.
Yeah, just to see who has the odds in the whole...
We should do the same thing with Pacific, I think.
Yeah, that'd be interesting
we're on a run.
You know what?
None
of us really know how to run.
Yeah, but it's not
going to
get that broken up.
No,
so what? We
really
play that game at the
in
end
because
it was the last one that came out. It's going to be out for a while.
I know, but I want to play it like right fucking way.
No, save it for the end.
The listeners want
the listeners
to hear us
don't
play
even know.
World War One.
They do, dude.
Coming through now.
Dude. They do, dude. Dude.
Dude, dude.
Dude.
Oh, that's what I did.
All right.
That's why the Russian box is so fucked up.
Yeah, you fucked it all up.
Because I decided to throw all the tanks into one thing, and all the artillery and mobile artillery and AK-X into one. That's why.
You did.
And just infantry and mech inf in this one. Okay.
So all your boats are in one hooge?
Yeah, because you don't need to get into the Russian boats. They don't need to separate into capital ships and real ships. Did I say real?
Real. Not the fake ones.
Not the fake bullshit destroyers.
I can't believe what I'm left with in Ukraine, though. They're the fucking...
Anal raping
right now.
Fuck off. Do not want my anal port to have that thing done to it that you just said.
Well, you said you went into the doctors, and I just thought, hey.
The doctor said he didn't want to stick his finger up my ass.
For 10 years, and I was like, well, you know what? If the doc's not going to do it, I'm going to do it to Dave tonight.
Dave, I found some interesting discoveries down there. Maybe you should know about, pass them on to your...
Yeah, patients. You got about 10 German tanks in your anal part.
As your physician, I advise you to get the fuck out of Stalingrad, because you're going to die.
Where's your fighters? Oh, they were there?
They're dead. And they didn't kill shit.
And they didn't do shit. Wow, you are going on fucking winds.
Oh, my fucking God, I kill tanks, man. They're defending a team.
Development! Yeah. Looking for a development here. Super dense.
I can't sit in Stalingrad. You'll fucking crush me.
I might, rabbit.
And he's not threatening you at all.
Not at all.
Yet.
That's why I haven't bought a fighter yet, but I will next round. Maybe two. They're gonna collect, actually, by the way. 41.
What am I gonna do here?
41, really? That's three, and this is...
Oh,
four.
Man, I can do that.
All right, then, love.
Well, I'm small step for four me. Guys.
You're all down in the south where I want you.
Well, I'd rather be in Stalingrad.
Because it might have to be a little, depending on the...
I could really let you take Stalingrad. Oh my God, Cox, this is worth four!
Why?
One what tank. The fuck? Moscow isn't even worth four!
One tank in my pocket. One tank's worth is $6.
$6 for you? Holy fuck! Who fucking made this game? Come on!
Your factory should almost be here. And Cock?
Caucus is worth four, Stalingrad's worth fucking one! With a factory in it. Well, thank God it's not the other way around. Germany would be able to put four fucking... Never mind, Larry. Take it back.
That's the only reason they're worth so little.
Weird. Holy shit. Well... Yeah, but...
Well, then you have a chance.
Yeah, but Moscow, like, really, like... If Germany takes Moscow, who cares how many fucking units they can put down there? The game's over.
If I get to put units down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Which is what I'm hoping to happen.
Let's start with the Baltic states. Charbarage 2. Miss. I got...
We got a fair bit of there. I got four guys.
Four ones and a three. You probably win. I don't mind this at all.
Four twos, 50%.
Right.
Yeah, there's no way.
Oh, and I fucking only rolled four. Alright, now I got three ones. And three.
Hit. Two twos. Miss.
Three ones.
Hit.
Not a big one. Nine ones, two twos, and a four.
Good luck.
I'll need it.
Yeah.
Nine ones.
I see three.
Four.
Oh, fuck. That's pretty good.
Pretty good. I won't hit again. Two twos and a four. And a four. Five hit.
Wow.
Well, I get into tanks.
Three, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12,
son
14,
bitch,
16.
Stole my beer.
16 twos.
Ooh, where's he so?
Six. Out of 16. That's not bad.
Oh, fuck. Why didn't I bring these guys in?
I don't know. I was wondering what you were going to do.
I didn't see them. Fuck,
we even talked about
them.
It. You're like, oh, I lost in Best Arabia. Or I won in Best Arabia.
No, that would have been more twos. Fucking fuck.
Yeah.
Now they're screwed. They can't even go anywhere. Okay. Almost done here, Wynn.
No, because this time you could get my bomber.
Five, six, seven.
You think so?
11 twos?
Hit four times.
But they're 11 threes next time, so yeah, shit. Three ones. I'm gonna roll the fucking pads. They're shit. Two twos. Four. One hit.
11. 8, 9, 10, 11.
I will allow three hits.
Get out of my balls there, get some warm. Come on, get in there. Alright, well, if you allow three, I will take three. All right. I still got a lot of tanks. I said five tanks, I got fucking 10 tanks.
You got 10 left. I'm gonna have to give up Stalingrad. I didn't bring anybody from the cock. I can't even retreat to there. To fucking block you. Okay. Fuck. I fucked up there. I missed those guys in best.
You know, I almost wish you fucking would have brought them back, because now they're a pain in the ass.
Well,
I go two twos.
They're blocking.
I'll go three twos against two twos.
Hmm?
Three twos against two twos.
Yeah, you're okay. Fuck, you could even throw a couple of tanks into it, but...
I'll bring all my tanks to
Belarus. I wish I would have saw it. I would have brought them into here and...
Bring all my tanks to Belarus.
Would have been a little better. I could have got the fuck out of there.
Just to cut off.
I could have, but... I don't care. I just want to block you being
able to get from Moscow. There's going to be 15 tanks to Belarus.
It's beautiful. And I can back these guys out and head to Moscow with them. This guy becomes now a Russian...
Oh, good stuff. Another donation. I hope I helped out.
He flies to Moscow. No, you wouldn't go. If I put everybody in Stalingrad, you'd go straight for Moscow. You wouldn't even, you'd just ignore Stalingrad.
I guess you gotta do it like this.
Because the other guys could come up in the Ukraine. No, they could all go to Belarus.
Belarus, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you can fucking hammer it.
I'm going to Belarus.
Yeah, that's everything's got to...
That's what I just said.
Everything's got to go into Moscow now. I'm full on Moscow defense now.
Did You're I still already, holding your own on money, though.
Did I already move these guys?
That's what it's
saying. Oh, I didn't place all my units.
You're fucking dead. You're dead.
Dude, really? Why are you going to...
I don't know. Felt good.
Come on.
Okay. Oh, I'm coming on.
Okay, Russ is done. UK, go.
You don't get a good thump like you.
Oh, you did pay him, eh? Okay, good.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, pay him. I didn't like it.
But he did it.
Oh,
biggity.
Do your British turn. We're 2 hours into this fucking round now.
Mungsy, your turn.
No, it's Britain's turn.
It is my turn, isn't it?
Oh, pound the fucking table, you cock. Remember when I did that? Everything fell over?
Oh, fuck. I still laugh at that. I still laugh at that. The little guys were just fucking trembling. You were coming onto it with just two fingers, too, or were you doing hands? No? All right. You know what I'm
talking about? He was being an asshole. That's what he was
doing. I was fucking wasted all the time.
Look at this.
Fucking
hilarious.
And Kurt,
guys
are
just
bouncing.
Hey.
Oh, it's a good north wind coming in.
Oh, good.
WGRZ.
What is this?
I think.
That's box crumbs.
That's a lot of box crumbs.
It just went like this. And I got a Jewish.
Oh, that's the dry. Yeah, it says the dry stuff.
That's the dryies. Do you guys remember Fred Penner?
Fred Penner, that was. Who was
Fred Penner's place?
Yeah,
that's a kid show.
Creepy guy with a beard, looked like a dude from the father from Family Ties.
Yeah.
You know who's hot? Jennifer Lawrence. And nobody cares about fucking Fred Penner anymore, okay? So roll your fucking joint.
No, nobody's ever cared about Fred Penner. That's
yeah,
the
nobody.
Thing.
Nobody cared.
My buddy who's a little bit younger than I am,
you're fucking he works in asshole, Toronto. You know that?
He works in Toronto and he does like...
Hey, well, okay. Shut up. The Pope's on TV.
Yeah, I'm not kidding. It doesn't matter.
Oh, he's not the Pope anymore. Fuck off. You gave it up. Go fuck some bitches.
That's what I'm just going to say. What are you talking about? It says resignation. Anyways, never mind.
Who resigns?
My fucking conversation piece apparently wasn't any good because Dave over here.
Hey, shut up. Nobody wants to hear about Fred Penner.
Are you kidding? That's fucking jokes.
Shut up. George Washington and Abraham Lincoln are singing in a commercial.
Part two. Because that's pretty real.
Beer, like, oh, you want me to just take care of your empties and get you a new beer?
Well, my hands are there. Frozen. I cannot roll this. Look at this. You can't feel this.
Sure.
Let me have a smoke.
All right.
Thanks, Dad.
Don't tell me what to do, Dad.
You.
Oh, that's the stupidest thing I ever heard.
Have you ever seen...
He's your dad. He's supposed to tell you what to do.
Have you ever seen Due Date?
No.
Oh, man.
Sounds like a romantic comedy.
No, it's Zach...
Rom-com, as they say, and I don't watch those.
Zach Galifianakis and...
oh, he's cool.
And Robert Downey Jr. And it's a comedy.
Oh,
and
I saw the commercials.
Stuck, they get stuck, like... He gets stuck traveling with this guy...
Buddy movie.
Yeah, it's hilarious. And he's trying to get home to his wife who's going to be having a baby.
Oh.
And Zach Galifianakis has his dad in a Folgers can and, like, the ashes.
Oh.
And at one point...
Oh, I think I have seen that.
He's going on, his character's going on, he's like, this is sealed with freshness. And then Robert Downey Jr. is like, no, he's like, once you... unsealed the vacuum seal from the coffees, emptied it, and put your dad's remains in it, the vacuum seal is no longer there. And Zach Galifianakis' character is just like, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Oh, that's
just so ridiculous.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, man. That show's funny.
Up in the age of 20.
Jamie Foxx also in that movie.
Russia's got a collect.
Plays a good part.
Oh, yeah?
Dude, it's worth seeing, man. It's pretty funny.
I'd rather watch Dogma.
Yeah, probably, if you had a, you know, but if you're looking for something you haven't seen.
It's not your turn. It's
Doesn't matter whose turn it is, you're dead.
It kind of does, because I don't want you going in right now.
And you won't go in right now.
Even if it was my turn, I still wouldn't go in.
It's not your turn, though.
Yeah, even if.
I hope you don't expect me to come in there and support that.
Where, what, where, when, how,
the
why?
Politics.
No, do not follow my guys. I brought them in there to,
die.
Block.
Die.
Okay, well,
you're on your own now. You've got a good enough guy.
I'm not worried about him
fucking you.
Move those.
That's not combat. What do you
I don't have any combat.
Pardon?
Do you see any combat that I should
do? I don't know. Maybe drop guys in Baltic. What'd you buy? For Britain.
What does?
Oh, so you have to move.
No, I'm going to stay right there.
Hang on, before you place that shit.
Wait a second, before I place...
How about if you bring shit into Moscow?
No, I don't have enough to come into Moscow.
Awesome. What the
fuck? He's got tons of guys.
Back me up, bro, not Berlin. I didn't say Berlin, I said Moscow. Bring shit to Russia.
I'm moving stuff over.
What?
I did, I moved this and I moved this.
That doesn't help. You got two transports, bring them right into Leningrad.
This is shit.
How dare you?
I just dared. Whoa.
I still can.
Oh, fucking pussy. I'll be dead by the time you bring your guys to where I need them
to
be.
You can't go there, man. Are you fucking crazy? You are so high.
Yeah, I just had it.
Oh, good thing you look at these dirty cocks.
I approve of this move.
Good move.
Drop approving. A rondelle on that cunt.
Hey. Wow. Really? Wow.
I'll put a rondelle on your cunt right now. Make sure you sit down before you go pee.
No.
Let's roll it out. You ready?
No.
So all I got is 1, 2, and 3 threes. Oh, fuck. Oh, I haven't even purchased. What the fuck?
Tim, that's the hottest thing. Pick. Oh, my God.
Let's go, monkey. You're right. Hours since I've rolled.
Yes. Yes, you missed. Good for you. Where are you going? You hit me both? My 2 and my 3? I'm guessing that's what you're doing. If you're not going to say anything, then...
I hit you. You're...
Later. There you go. I hit you.
You got me once?
Twice, actually.
Twice?
Suck on that.
Don't suck on it, Ray. Whatever you do...
Do not.
Don't suck on it. Did you take your points for Morocco?
No, because there's no points. Except for one. Ha ha, Roach. Hey, take a talk of that and put it out. See if
America.
I can tell you.
Don't move down, America. Move up.
Move down, man.
What the hell? Shut up.
Why am I at 40? How the hell am I? Oh, that's Germany. Never mind.
Here, ready?
Yeah. You can tell that that's your roach because it's warmer than the other.
Yeah. That's right. Hey, you want to know which one's your roach?
Take its temperature.
I'll tell you.
Take this roach's temperature. You can tell which one's yours. A couple
flames for you, buddy. A fighter and a bomb.
You need a mini.
Marigay.
Meet them up. Oh, that's fucking, what's their name?
Yeah, from?
Ferris fucking whatever her name is.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
No, Farrah Fawcett? No. Something.
Tina Fey?
No.
It's not
Tina Fey. What's her name? She's from House. No, she's from she's from Observing a Report as well. Fuck.
Yeah, she was in the fucking Paul Blart movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's not Paul Blart. That's Observing Report, but it's not. It's the same
the character. The other mall cop movie? Yeah.
No, it's just.
Paul Blart was a mall cop.
No, yeah, so he is a security guard at a mall, but he's not in Paul Blart. Paul Blart came after that. Observer Report was kind of like a B-rated movie. Nobody really heard about it. But it's the same character, I believe.
Kevin James?
Yeah.
Do not turn the ball.
Actually, no. It might have been down. It might have been Rob Schneider. Fuck, no, no, no. Fuck. No. Yeah,
I'm just going to take one more scan.
Okay, sure. We get another.
I'm all done. I'm collected. Germany, go ahead.
Oh, hey, now so go ahead, Germany. America's done.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck off.
Let's do a short recap. Europe,
very open
at war. Okay. Apparently, I'm incapable.
Bear with us, people. We're playing the 1999
The Germans are deep into Ukraine.
Yes,
deep south.
Do it. We have finished round two.
Lots of tanks. Not much going on in the waters.
Testify.
Let's say, you know, France. Berlin, not looking too threatened yet, but there is a force from the UK sitting on the North
Sea.
West side.
Yes, Atlantic side of the North Sea.
Mm-hmm. North of the Kelsey Sea and... west of the North Sea.
Yeah.
Germany is very strong on the mainland with no navy, let's put it that way.
We're lucky to be there.
Germany's navy has dwindled, but huge in the Middle East. Mm. They're coming into Stalingrad, as well as, is this Belarus? Holy shit, it's Belarus. I'm not happy as Russia. But what's going on? America's landed in Africa.
I need a bottle.
And next round, some heavy fucking fighting and dice rolling and bullshit like that.
Third round will be really interesting, folks. Come on back.
So until then, no, fourth round. We're going into
fourth.
The end of the third round. So until then,
chug a lugger, poke, toke, eat, sleep, repeat.
Fuck, fight, hold the light, carry out the dead.
Do so. And good day, cocks.